From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Two former U.S. intelligence officials strongly criticized President Trump on Sunday for saying he believes that Russian President Vladimir Putin feels that he and Russia did not meddle in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Former CIA Director John Brennan, in an appearance on CNN with James Clapper, the former Director of National Intelligence, said Trump's initial indication that he believed Putin shows that Donald Trump can be manipulated or played by foreign leaders who are going to appeal to his ego and try to play upon his insecurities, which is very, very worrisome from a national security standpoint. Clapper said Russia poses an obvious threat to the U.S., and to suggest otherwise, quote, poses a peril to this country. Trump was asked Saturday whether the issue of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election came up in conversations with Putin in Vietnam, where the two leaders attended an Asia-Pacific summit. Trump replied, he said he didn't meddle. He said he didn't meddle. I asked him again, you can only ask so many times. Trump then said that whole thing was set up by the Democrats, and he criticized former American intelligence leaders, including Brennan and Clapper. He said they're political hacks. So you look at it, and then you have Brennan, and you have Clapper, and you have James Comey. Comey's proven now to be a liar, and he's proven to be a leaker, said the president of the former FBI director, who he fired early in his presidency. President Trump is now in the Philippines, the last stop in his five-nation Asia tour. This is VOA News. In his first visit to Catalonia since imposing direct rule, the Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy called for a strong turnout in the December 21st Catalan elections. He said, "We want to bring back the Catalonia that belongs to everyone, with democracy and freedom. We will achieve this if the silent majority turns its voice into a vote," he said Sunday. His visit to Barcelona comes a day after Catalonia's independence movement staged a massive protest in the city, demanding the release of jailed leaders and recognition of a separate Catalan Republic. Rajoy is expected to make a campaign appearance in Barcelona for his Conservative Popular Party ahead of regional elections next month. For the first time, a museum in Australia is telling the stories of the massacres by colonists of Indigenous people from an Aboriginal perspective. It is thought thousands of First Nation people were murdered by white settlers up until the 1940s, but much of that history is yet to be uncovered. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Near the city of Portland is the site of the oldest known massacre of Indigenous people in the Australian state of Victoria. There was tension in the early 1830s between European settlers who'd set up a whaling station and a local Aboriginal tribe over a whale carcass. The precise details of the confrontation have been hard to establish, but between 60 to 200 First Nation people were murdered in what's known as the Convincing Ground Massacre. The killings are part of a series of stories being told in a new exhibition at the Melbourne Museum. Called Black Day, Sun Rises, Blood Runs, the multimedia show is included in the museum's Bundjilica Aboriginal Cultural Centre. The stories are told by Indigenous people who've been filmed at the sites of several massacres.
Correspondent Phil Mercer. Emirates Airlines agreed to buy 40 Boeing 787-10s in a deal worth more than $15 billion. The purchase was announced Sunday at the Dubai Air Show by the largest airline in the Middle East. Deliveries of the wide-body twin-engine planes are set to begin in 2022. Also, Azerbaijan Airlines announced a $1.9 billion deal for more 787s, five to carry passengers and two more to carry cargo. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.